This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. For the June K-State Garden Hour, Cynthia Domenghini, a horticulture and garden management instructor in the Department of Horticulture and Natural Resources, discussed growing cut flowers for the home landscape or as a business opportunity, something that she did in Kentucky before she and her family moved to Kansas last summer.
Where we had a family farm, and I decided to start a cut flower business because it sounded like a lot of fun. That was in 2019, and my goal was to be able to sell these cut flowers at the farmer's market. There was quite a demand for locally grown flowers, and that enabled me to grow my business even with all the mistakes that I made. So the gardening part of things had to be efficient. Now, since I haven't been in Kansas that long, I haven't had the opportunity to grow a lot of cut flowers here. So I reached out to a few cut flower growers in the state to get some of their advice. You can find some of them at your local farmers markets. And if you ever have the opportunity to go and chat with these growers, they love sharing their expertise. They were more than happy to share advice with me. So something that you'll want to be thinking about if you haven't started growing cut flowers is, why are you growing them? And that's an important question to ask yourself. If you're growing cut flowers for your own personal enjoyment, you may not need to focus as much on how many cut flowers you're growing or even when those flowers are going to be in bloom. You don't need to worry so much about staggering your plantings and other things that are more related to the production of cut flowers. If you're growing for landscape beautification, you might choose to grow more perennials, and that'll take a little bit more time for your garden to mature and provide you with a steady supply of cut flowers. But if it's not a business venture, then you may have that time to spend. You also might not be as concerned if you're focusing on your landscape beautification, you might not be as concerned about the stem length or the vase life, some of those things that cut flower growers for business are very concerned about. Now, if you are planning to grow your cut flower garden for an income, you'll need to plan those blooms out for each season that you want to sell your flowers. So if you are going to be part of a farmer's market that is, let's say, spring, summer, fall, and you are only growing cut flowers, you don't have any other commodities to sell, then what's your plan for making sure you have blooms in the spring and the fall? Summer's the easy one. You'll also need to do your research on what outlets you have for selling your flowers and what's already being sold so that you don't saturate the market. Growing cut flowers, obviously, as a business, is going to require more strategic planning on the layout of your gardens, and that will help improve the efficiency of your management. Another detail to think about in the planning phase is, what resources do you have available to support your cut flower growing goals? How much time do you have available for maintaining the gardens? This is going to help you determine what size of a garden you should have. I always recommend, for gardening of any type, if you are new to gardening, start small. You can always make your garden bigger, but if you invest a lot of resources into a huge garden right off the bat and you can't maintain it, then you've got a lot of wasted time and money. Do you have a system for starting seeds? Or are you going to need to purchase transplants? And then you're going to need to find what company you want to order from. One of the ways that I decided on where to order seeds was looking on different social media groups. They will share what resources they've used, what seed companies they've used, and you can get an idea of where you would want to order your seeds from, whether it's to get more unique varieties or a better price, disease resistance. Those are all things that you want to consider. It's a lot more than just going to your local box store and buying seeds.
That's Cynthia Domenghini, a horticulture and garden management instructor in K-State's Department of Horticulture and Natural Resources. To view the full presentation, do an online search for K-State Garden Hour. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.